Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we sift through different sources, pull out the really crucial bits, and basically give you a shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we're doing something a little different. We're focusing, really zeroing in on just one piece of material. It's potent stuff. Excerpts from nighttime self-defense device selection. And even more specific than that, we're looking at a guide within those excerpts. It's titled, How to Choose a Self-Defense Device for Nighttime Use. Now, our mission today isn't really to review the devices themselves. We don't actually have that content. No, it's more about unpacking the thinking behind it, the whole act of making an informed decision that a structured guide like this implies. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, what's fascinating here right off the bat is just how much that title alone tells us. It immediately flags how important a thoughtful, almost meticulous approach is when it comes to personal safety. We're not talking about, grabbing the first thing you see. It's a deliberate process how to choose. And that phrase itself, well, it speaks volumes about valuing foresight, about strategic planning in really any important area of life.
That's a really powerful observation. I mean, when you see a title starting with how to choose, it just instantly signals there's a method, right? That there are criteria involved, that you probably need to weigh things up, make trade-offs. And for something as, well, as critical and personal as nighttime self-defense, it really suggests you need to do some deep thinking, some personal assessment way before you even look at the options. It shifts the whole focus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Away from just the object, the device, and onto the thought process behind picking it.
Indeed. And if you sort of connect that to the bigger picture of being prepared, it really underlines that effective personal safety isn't just about having a tool. It's about the knowledge and the judgment behind choosing it, and then, crucially, knowing how to use it properly. The fact that this guide even exists implies different devices suit different needs, different people, different situations. And making that informed choice is key, both for effectiveness and, frankly, for your own comfort level with it. It reframes something potentially reactive into proactive, smart preparation.
You know, what really strikes me here is how just the existence of a structured guide like this kind of flips the script.
Yeah.
It forces you, our listener, to move beyond a simple, okay, I need a self-defense device thought.
Yeah.
It pushes you towards, okay, what kind of device is best for my specific situation, specifically for nighttime use? And that distinction, nighttime use, wow, that's incredibly telling, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It suggests the environment, the whole context of darkness, heavily shapes the decision. This isn't, say, a choice you'd necessarily make for daytime.
Yep.
This is where it gets really interesting, I think. The title itself becomes a prompt for some pretty complex critical thinking.
Precisely. It forces us, or you, the user, to think about a whole range of variables, like what are the specific risks you might face at night? What about your own physical abilities, maybe limitations, especially in low light? And then there's the legal side of things, right? Self-defense laws can be tricky, especially considering nighttime scenarios. Plus, how does any potential device fit into your life? Is stealth important? Quick access, a guide titled How to Choose, implicitly pushes you towards this kind of deep personal inventory. It encourages moving beyond generic advice to something really tailored. It makes you ask, what factors get amplified or maybe diminished when the sun goes down?
So what does all this really boil down to for you listening in? Well, it means that even from something as seemingly simple as a title, How to Choose a Self-Defense Device for Nighttime Use, we can pull out some really profound lessons. Lessons about critical thinking, about being proactive in your decisions. It really hammers home just how much careful planning matters, especially when you're thinking about anything related to personal safety.
Mm.
A potent reminder, I think, that knowledge itself, even just knowing how to ask the right questions, how to structure your thinking, that's an incredibly valuable tool. It's part of your journey to acquiring practical insights.
And what's really powerful about that kind of structured approach, that methodical way of thinking, is how transferable it is. Which brings up an important question, doesn't it? How could this how-to-choose mindset, this, let's call it a spirit of deep contextual inquiry, how could that apply to other big life decisions? Think about it. Assessing your needs, anticipating challenges, preparing thoughtfully. How can that empower you, not just in self-defense maybe, but in navigating, say, career changes or making significant investments? It's really about recognizing that preparation isn't just a one-off task. It's more like a continuous process. It's about informed agency, making choices actively.
Exactly. Take that spirit, that approach of informed inquiry and careful consideration, and try applying it broadly to all sorts of aspects of your life. That's the real power we try to unlock here at the Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.